News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
State-run construction company would cut the cost of building a home by up to €200,000, so say People Before Profit. And their leader, Richard Boyd Barrett, joins us this morning. Good morning to Richard. Explain how this would
work. Good morning, Ciara. Well, it would work by stripping out the profit margin, first of all, of private developers, the cost of finance, which is obviously also linked to the profits that need to be made by the banks who lend money, and also by getting a land bank that currently, where the price of land, which is a huge factor in driving up the cost of housing, into public hands, where we're not ratcheting up the price of housing because of land speculation and land hoarding. All of that and the economies of scale that a large state company would give us could drive down the price and also give us the construction capacity scale necessary to deliver the huge numbers of social and affordable houses we now need. I mean, finally, the government has admitted that their own housing targets are half of what's actually necessary. And that means that they're going to have to at least double the amount of social and affordable housing necessary. Now, there's absolutely no way, even if the private sector wanted to do that, that it has the capacity to do it, or would it be able to do it and give us housing at the price that is necessary to make it affordable.
Okay. A few things. Firstly, the government, I'd love to know what you think. They've revised their targets. Their targets had been down in the low 30s. They're now saying they can achieve over 50,000 houses per year as a target. And indeed, the 49,000 commencements have occurred in the first 9 months of this year. So the government have upped their game in terms of what's being delivered and in terms of those housing. And that is coming in around the figures that people have said are needed, and also in terms of the commitment that we have wanted to hear, I suppose, lots of us, about housing. So we're moving in the right direction even without this. Is that not the case?
Yeah, there's certainly some increase in construction, and I'm very glad to see it. But it is shocking that it's taken 15 years, pretty much, of a housing crisis to drag successive Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments kicking and screaming to the recognition that we have to ramp up housing construction, and in particular, to ramp up the construction of social and affordable housing, which they stopped effectively for 10 years. And that's why we've got a crisis.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. But we do know that was because the IMF were here and that we were going through that phase of austerity post-crash. Can I ask you, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but some of us said that was going to be a dire mistake and we shouldn't do it. And we are now paying a price for it. But anyway, it's water under the bridge in a way. But I do think we shouldn't have
engaged with the IMF. Is that what you're saying? Sorry.
No, we shouldn't have stopped capital construction of housing, right? Current expenditure, they can argue, was necessary. I don't necessarily agree, but it was an absolutely stupid move, a disastrous move, to stop the construction of housing and key infrastructure.
I take your point on things like economies of scale and land banks and things, but we do know that the private sector very often delivers more efficiently than the public sector. The OPW has built modular housing to house Ukrainian people here seeking protection. We were told those modular houses were going to cost us 200 grand per unit, that they were going to take 6 months and be A-rated in terms of their BER ratings. They cost over 400,000. They took 2 years, not 6 months, and they're C-rated. That's what the state delivered, and that was a modular housing. Richard, what about the fact that you're talking about actually hiring tens of thousands of public sector workers, which will cost us millions and millions and millions? And that isn't the same as people who work in the public sector who the state is not as responsible for.
Yeah, first of all, probably the most successful company in this country is the ESB, which we developed in order to electrify the country when we needed a step change in how this country operate it and to develop it as an independent economy. And it's one of the most successful companies in the world. It has about 8,000 people working for it, many, many thousands more indirectly working for it. So that is the model we need to follow. And there's not very few people who would argue that that's an inefficient operation, but it's a state operation. So it can be done, first of all. Secondly, the idea that the private sector is more efficient when it comes to deliver housing. Well, the very problem, this is why we need a state construction company, is the private sector has shown over the last number of years that even as construction is ramping up, it's unable to deliver the housing at affordable levels. So if you look at people like Orla Hegarty and the Society of Chartered Surveyors are saying that, roughly speaking, they're delivering housing for three-bedroom housing between 400,000 and 450,000 or 460,000. That's not affordable, right? So even if we build the houses, huge numbers of working people and young people will simply not be able to afford them. And the private sector has shown itself incapable. If we look at the National Children's Hospital, a private developer has the country over a barrel, literally, and has built the most expensive hospital in the world, profiteering essentially from the state. But that's a private company that's doing it. So the idea that the private sector is inherently more efficient is simply not true. It's not true. And it is also not true that the state has not shown itself capable of building state enterprises that are capable of building on scale and in an affordable way.
Thank you for joining us. We will leave it there this morning. That is People Before Profit leader Richard Boyd-Barrett. Let us know what you think. Would you like to see a large state organisation delivering houses? There is something in the use of land that could, you know, the use of state lands that could bring down the price. That is absolutely true. But let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.